Blog Talk Radio.
Desperation? Have you dealt with your past traumas? Are you carrying a bunch of baggage into your dating relationships? Well, it's time for the conversation that I'm so excited about. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value and we appreciate your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely thank you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you asked some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are available for your convenience on demand online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Again, each installment is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going with today's broadcast. I will have a wonderfully rich dialogue with our in-studio guests around today's topic. And then we will open up our lines for audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and your comments. I like to say, don't be scared, don't be shy. This is a safe space, and we definitely love the interaction, and we want you to participate. Don't invest this hour of empowerment and not fully engage. We encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, this is not a normal topic for us, but it was a topic that I felt was very important because of the fact that it's all about having and living a holistic life, that we're dealing with all aspects of who we are. So today we are escaping no man's land. We are escaping no man's land. You're going to hear a little bit more about that. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share with you in today's programming. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, go old school, send a fax, send an email. Whew, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. I assure you it's going to be rich and empowering. We extend our gracious heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. And if you don't already have your pens and notepads and laptops and desktops and tablets and iPads and your phone with your notes, whatever you need, you want to grab it. Here on Motivational Mondays, we have been so fortunate to have all stars join us in the virtual boardroom, and today is no exception. I'm so excited about today's guest, and I'm excited because I know this individual personally, and she truly is all of that and a bag of chips and more. Without further ado, I'm going to welcome in Dr. Erica Holmes. Dr. Erica Holmes is an energetic, upbeat, and down-to-earth licensed clinical psychologist, educator, trainer, and community consultant in the greater Los Angeles area. And she is the author of, are you ready for this? Hold on to your seats, Dating with Purpose, A Single Woman's Guide to Escaping No Man's Land. Join me by giving a virtual round of applause to today's all-star in-studio guest, Dr. Erica Holmes, welcome to the boardroom.
Thank you so much, Coach Adams, for having me and for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, thank you for being here. Of course, we had the opportunity to meet one another through Faithful Central Bible Church, in which you serve. The counseling center there, and I was an encourager, and you were over the encouragers at the time. And so I'm just so excited that, one, you said yes, that you're here to share the richness of what God has placed in you, because this is a subject that, oh my gosh, we need classes on more frequently. We need more books around this subject. And I'm so excited for us to dive into the discussion. But before we do that, I know who you are and who I've encountered. If you were to describe Dr. Erica Holmes, who would you say she is off of your bio or beyond the bio?
Beyond the bio, I would describe myself as a mother, a wife, a sister, an auntie, a sister friend. A daughter, a person who is the sum total of those who have touched my life and who have poured into me. So first and foremost, I am a woman who attempts to move through the world giving back and sharing those things that have been given to me. As you mentioned, professionally, I am a licensed psychologist, a mental health professional. I am a believer. I'm a Christian who believes that my steps are ordered and try every day to be in tune with where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to do. I love to laugh. I love to spread joy. I love to see smiles. And I was born in a small town in Arkansas. So I'm a country girl who was transplanted to the big city. So sometimes I'm a fish out of water or a possum out of the woods, you might say. But I'm just, you know, a regular old girl just trying to live this life the best that I can.
I love that, and I will say regular, yeah, I wouldn't say that, but I get what you're saying, and old, I wouldn't say that either. I love it, but I love you giving us kind of a peekaboo into, just at a different level, who Dr. Erica Holmes is, and I'm so intrigued by understanding what prompted you to write such an impactful work. I mean, it's like when you talk about purpose, because so often people don't think about dating and being on purpose. And so I would love to hear your heart around what prompted you to write this work.
Well, you know, first I have to start by saying that, as I mentioned, I really see myself as a vehicle. So I'm always in tune and praying for wisdom around what I'm supposed to do with all that I've been given and granted and exposed to. So I have always loved to write, loved to read, loved to write, and knew at this time in my life that one of the things that I wanted to cultivate professionally was writing, which I hadn't had time to do as I was raising my son and taking care of a household, and I inherited a bonus child that I was raising as well. And so I didn't have that time, and now both of them are grown, and I said, I really want to write because I've always wanted to kind of share my knowledge with a broader audience, not keeping it to myself. And I noticed that with my friends and in my practice of seeing clients and just hearing discussions and kind of seeing some of the things that are on television shows now, that a lot of people are not really thoughtful about the way that they move in intimate relationships. And myself, 10 years ago, deciding that I was ready to be remarried after being divorced for 10 years, that I really was at a point in my life where I wanted to share my life with someone for the long term. And really realizing that I needed to do work on myself to be prepared not only to be a wife, but in order to attract and to cultivate a healthy relationship or the healthy relationships that I desired, and being able to use what I knew professionally in order to do that. And so as I'm listening to friends who are in their mid-30s and moving into 40s and them talking about some of the experiences and situations that they've had in relationships, I noticed that so often, and I just want to talk about women for a while, and I could say some similar things about men, that in those personal conversations and inside the therapy room, that I noticed that a lot of the conversation would be about what's wrong with him. We broke up because he did this and he wasn't that and he didn't have this and he didn't meet my needs here and he lied to me and he. And so, you know, I found that people, women coming out of relationships, spent a lot of their time talking and ruminating about him and getting validation from other women,
mm-hmm.
right? And getting validation from other women about what's wrong with him or what's wrong with them. And never once, just in general conversation, would I hear their sister friends challenge them and say, well, you know, Susie, I've noticed this in you. Or how are you going to ensure that your next relationship has a different outcome? Who are you going to be? How do you play into how that relationship developed and ultimately played out. And so when I was working,
you know, that's so key.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies, Dr. Holmes. I was just going to say that is so key, because understanding that really transfers into all of the areas of our lives if we don't get the lessons. It's interesting. I was having a coaching session with someone today, and they were saying, and I said, okay, I hear you, but what are you going to do differently? Because you're doing the same things, and you're wanting different results. And so I love that you brought that point out, that in order for us to get different results, we have to evaluate, we have to look at things, what was my role in it? It's not always about the other person. It's about what's in us that we need to work through. So I love that. I couldn't resist just kind of jumping in there, because that was, I mean, there's been so many rich nuggets already in these few minutes, but that was something that's so key, because many times we do want to blame other people.
Right. And I thank you for jumping in, because I can go on and on. I'm so passionate about this. But that was really what prompted me to write the book. I thought about it, and I said, you know, if you think about when we're growing up, you know, I'm a parent, you know, all of us who are growing up were parented in some way by someone. And I was like, I don't remember any of my friends or any clients that I've worked with talking about having the talk as it relates to how you should think about behaving when you get into relationships. We think about the talk as a talk about our puberty and developing sexually, but no one kind of talks about, think about who you are in relationship. Let's sit down and talk about how you evaluate at 16 or 15, you know, whether this is the young man that you should entertain time with. We don't have those conversations. At 16, 17, it's like, oh, he's cute. He's looking at me across the cafeteria, and I guess we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. And parents really don't talk about, so no one talks to us about kind of being empowered when we are seeking or getting into relationships. And so that's why I wrote the book, to really empower women to go into dating with both their head and their heart. And to really be
that, with
right.
head and heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that. Because so often we go in just with our hearts.
Yes. Yes.
And our head is, our head is not there. And that, I think, would bring you to probably where you're going in the reason why it should be purposeful.
Yes. Yes. So the purposeful action, and I talk about this in the beginning, in the introduction of the book, if you really think about, you know, the evolution of women in the United States, around the kind of feminist movement, there was this push for equality, for women to have equal access to education, to equal pay, to expand their roles outside of the household. And so in the 2000s, we're moving into 2020, few people would argue that women are encouraged to pursue higher education and to, I mean, now we encourage women to travel the world solo, be a solo traveler. You don't have to wait for a man and buy a house and, you know, go after your career. But when you really unpack it, women are often still socialized to be very passive in relationships. So in the development of relationships, that if a woman is, let's just say, for lack of a better word, if a woman makes the first move, then she's seen as desperate. And so what happens is there's like this polarization where either you're kind of passive, waiting on the wall to be asked to dance, or you are, quote unquote, aggressively pursuing or chasing a man. And dating with purpose is not an encouragement for chasing a man or going after a man. Dating with purpose is really not about the man at all. Dating with purpose is really encouraging women to be reflective and thoughtful in what they desire, reflecting insight into who they are and what they bring into relationship, and developing strategies to help them to best create the scenarios that could help them to bring their desires into fruition. So it's not really about him. It's about, do you know you? Do you know what things you desire in your life? Do you know how you present yourself or how you move in relationships and what you bring in relationships to help to co-create them? Do you know, are you aware, consciously aware of the things that you are doing and how you're moving and how that kind of impacts the outcome of what you're looking for? So when you look at purpose, and this is in the introduction of the book, you know, some of the synonyms with purpose are intention, being intentional, being goal-directed, you know, being consciously minded. So that's what dating with purpose is about, really reflecting, gaining insight, and using that knowledge to kind of go after those things that you desire in the same way that you would any other thing that you've accomplished in your life.
And, you know, you're really, in my opinion, for most, you are approaching this subject of dating from a different point of view. And the reason why I thought that this would be good for our listeners is because in business, you have to have intentionality. All of those things you just spoke about, they relate in other areas that you want to be successful in, but yet we don't carry that over oftentimes in our relationships. And I love that you present the question, are you dating with purpose or out of desperation? Because so often you get a certain age and it's like, oh my God, the men, there's a shortage and I'm getting older and my biological clock is, you know. And so we buy into, and oftentimes we're going into relationships from that desperate place versus purposeful. And I love that. Wow, such great richness that you have shared already. Any additional insight that you would like to give us around that subject of purpose?
Something that I would add is that it's so important for us, as I mentioned, to break down this idea that purpose means to chase after, but that without a clear-cut kind of idea about what you're looking for and a plan about how to increase your chances of finding that, it goes back to what you said. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll continue to get the same results, right? And so with a purpose and a plan, that will then impact the way that you think and therefore the way that you behave. As I mentioned, I've been married now 9 years. I met my husband 10 years ago. And when I decided, I had been dating, as I was divorced for 10 years. And within that time, I decided that I wanted to remarry. And when I first divorced, I wasn't interested in marrying quickly. And so I began to date. And at that time, I was dating for fun. A little companionship, a few dinners, some movies, those kinds of things. And so I had a different purpose. I wasn't mindful of that because this idea of dating with purpose hadn't come. But when I reflect, it was like it was a different purpose. So therefore, my criteria and the strategies that I was using were completely different. They were completely different from the ones that I needed to employ when I decided that I wanted to have a husband who I would marry, who we would combine families and live the rest of our lives together as a couple. And so that my purpose changed. And because my purpose, my dating purpose changed, my philosophy had to change, my criteria, my standards had to change, what I was looking for had to change, how I put myself in a place to meet men of the caliber that I was interested in being married to had to change. And so when you start to move in purpose, your behavior changes, your strategies change. And so I think that's what I would add and kind of emphasize.
And I love that you added that and emphasized that, because that is so key. And it would be great. Can you help us to understand why the topic of intimacy and connection are so important? Because we spoke about purpose, but oftentimes we shy away from true intimacy and connection. Can you give us some insight on that?
Sure. And this is kind of where my professional hat gets tightened a little bit, and I won't get really technical, but I mentioned, again, going back to the book, that a lot of times, especially I've found as women approach mid-30s, maybe going into 40s, I found a lot of women who have, in essence, resigned to being by themselves. Right. And so, which, being alone is not an issue. Being lonely causes psychological problems, not being alone, if it is what you truly desire and not a default. So that needs to be teased out. So if it's your desire, but if you desire relationship, but you're discouraged because of how past relationships have gone, then you can say the words, I don't want a relationship, or I'm not interested in that, or I'm okay with being by myself, but emotionally, that's not your truth. And so that could cause things like depression, mm-hmm. sadness, and loneliness. But the reason that intimacy and connection are so important is because on a physiological level, we were designed to be connected. We are human beings. Mm-hmm. We are social animals. We are mm-hmm. social animals. Even God said, what, it's not good for man to be alone. So we are designed to be that way. We are the only, even if we talk just biological, we're the only mammals who it takes us over 5 years to develop independence from our parents. So every other animal that's born in the wild, right, every other animal that's born in the wild, within months, they're able to live independently without their mother. Within a year, they are able to hunt and gather and do all of those things. So human infants are born completely and totally dependent on parents. That is our first connection, or some other adult. It does not have to be a biological parent, but we are completely and totally dependent on an adult for our survival, and that is our first connection. That is our first connection to an intimate relationship. And so we're hardwired to be intimate, mm-hmm. to be connected, and to be dependent on others. And that does not
and
go
so
away.
For them-
because- mm-hmm, go ahead.
My apologies. I was going to say, so for those mm-hmm. that are feeling like I want to be connected with someone, they shouldn't be feeling bad about that, because that's naturally how we're wired.
Exactly. Exactly. And sadly, kind of going back to the point that I was making earlier, sadly, you know, when people get into kind of friendship circles, they can be they can feel shame and embarrassment, because a lot of times individuals will say, friends, and I'll talk about sister friends, will say, girl, you are right. You just learn to be happy by yourself. You don't need anybody. So there's a lot of validation and support. If I say, oh, I'm by myself, I can make my own money, I don't need a man to do anything. You could get a lot of validation for that, depending on the circles in which you run. That's right, girl, we can go travel, we can go do this. But if a person says, you know, I really want a relationship, or I really want to get married, sometimes that person can be invalidated. You don't need anybody. Just be happy all by yourself. And so then they begin to feel shame around desiring relationship. And so they may start to verbally say, I'm okay, I don't want anybody, but they're doing that so because they feel that there's something wrong with wanting that and actually wanting to be connected and wanting an intimate relationship is a natural biological desire that doesn't go away because we've had 6 failed relationships. And so that's another reason that I wrote the book. If you've had a number of failed relationships, then maybe the book can help you to learn some other strategies to potentially increase the probability of having a successful, intimate connection with someone else.
And, you know, I think it's important for us to really understand what dating is. And I love in your introduction the quote by Joy Brown. In its purest form, dating is auditioning for mating. Side note, and auditioning means you may not get the part. So if we recognize that when we're dating, we're gathering information, we're auditioning, you know, but if you're not clear, it goes back to what you said earlier, if you're not clear on what you want, what you desire, then you're going to be dating and it's not purposeful. It's not with purpose because if there's no intention, you're just, you know, but you're not clear on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're clear on what we want, we know when we're seeing that person, they're auditioning, I'm auditioning, and I know what I want. I'm hopeful. They know what they want. And we may be two great people, but not the right people that are compatible for each other. Would you agree?
Exactly. Exactly, exactly, exactly. And that is why the idea of chapter one, dating with purpose versus dating with desperation. And I also have a small section in the back called Everyone Ain't the One. So you can't go into, this is your second date and you're already thinking, oh my goodness, he might be the one. And then there's not a third date and now you're crushed. Now you hate dating because your fantasies are dashed. And it's like, that is not the purpose of dating. As you stated, dating is gathering information. You are determining, is this someone that I want in my life? And he should be doing the same thing. And maybe it doesn't go any further than a dinner or a walk on the beach or a movie or a coffee at Starbucks. And let that be what it is. Let it be what it is.
Absolutely. Let it be what it is. If you are just tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, wow, you have joined a rich conversation with Dr. Erica Holmes, the author of Dating with Purpose, a single woman's guide to escaping no man's land. We're going to give you an opportunity shortly to jump on in with questions and make comments. But we're going to continue our dialogue, and I tell you, it has been so rich. If you joined in late, you definitely want to soak with the archives because this is a subject that really, it's about dating, but it really applies to other areas of our lives. Because even in business, if you don't know you know what you want, you're not going to be successful. If you're doing the same things in other areas and expecting different results, you're not going to be successful. And so this is some great wisdom that you can carry over, but we're specifically isolating it to this area of dating. Dr. Holmes, I am just really getting a lot of notes here. My notepad is like getting full. I hope others, they're doing the same. How can they acquire the book? Because, of course, we can only cover so much in this time that we have together, and I want to make sure that this rich content that God has, you said you're a vessel, that he has released through you, that they're able to get it on their own and really dive in deeper.
Sure. The book is available on Amazon, and it's available on Amazon Prime. There is a paperback version that you can order in 2-day delivery. There's also a Kindle version. if you're one of those people that don't like turning pages anymore. It's also available at Barnes and Nobles and other online retailers that where it could be mailed directly to you. And so you can find it and have it delivered directly to you in your little hands in as little as 2 days. So it is there. You can go directly to Amazon and search for Dating with Purpose with my name, Dr. Erica Holmes, and it should come right up for you.
Wonderful. Also, and we'll, of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, and I also do want to mention that there is a Facebook page called Dating with Purpose Talk Back that if you purchase the book, you can add the Facebook page, and I can answer questions for you there as well as you're going through the book. Please note, I don't think we've said it, but the book is a workbook. And so there are exercises and questions and charts and tables and checklists for you to go through. So it's not just a narrative book, but it is a book where you will have to put in some work.
And, you know, I love that you mentioned that because so often we don't want to put in the work. We're in such a microwavable society that we want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. And you have to put the work. And I was sharing with someone today that in whatever the dream is that you desire, the thought of that dream is absolutely free. So I could say, ooh, I want a successful relationship. Yes, I do. But once I begin to convert that and walk it out, that's when I now have to pay a price of putting in the work that's required for that to manifest and be successful. And so I think this is a subject that, again, we don't talk enough about. People think that I don't have to put in the work or if it gets too hard and so on and so forth. And so if you will share with us, you know, there are many people out there who talk about relationships, but how is your approach and perspective different? Because I can hear that there's a difference than what we've been hearing.
And so I think, you know, that's been woven, it's been woven into this conversation throughout. I think a lot of people approach dating and some of the other books on the market are about how to find him, who is the guy, and if we're talking about women dating men. And so there's a lot of focus on externally who is that person, and also externally on how the woman should physically present herself. And there's not a lot of information out there that really helps women to reflect on who they are. So my approach is different in that there's a common saying now that I've seen in memes on social media, and I've heard people kind of talk about or express, and they say, you can't pour from an empty cup. And that's the idea that you have to make sure that you are kind of taken care of and you're engaging in self-care and you have the resources psychologically, emotionally, and physically to do whatever you're doing for other people. And Iyanla Van Zandt came along and she added to that, and she said, what's in the cup is for me, and what flows out of the cup is what I give to other people. And her idea is you can't deplete your resources. So your cup always needs to be full, and then you have an abundance, and that's what you use to serve or to give to other people so that you're not depleting your resources. And I like to add on to that, that my approach takes it a step further. So my approach asks, what's in your cup? Do you know what is in your cup? Because your cup could be full and you still might not be able to do anything or be anything healthy for someone else if it's full of anger or strife or hate or self-deprecation. So my book asks you to look and see what's in my cup. Is what's in my cup healthy so that I can take my healthy self into a relationship? I heard someone else say, if you don't heal your wound, you will bleed on those who didn't cut you. And the only way that you can heal is by doing the work yourself. So it's not about the external, it's about the internal. And I think that's what makes my book different. I think that's what makes my approach different. I'm really focused on you. I'm not really interested in hearing much about him.
I love it because it is. It's all about us. And, you know, I would, growing up, I would hear two halves make a whole. And so you would often hear, you know, two halves make a whole, you get into a relationship. And I've grown to realize that, no, you don't want two halves. You want two people who are whole, exactly what you were talking about, that have done the work on themselves. They're not fragmented, and no one's perfect. We know there's still going to be stuff. But if you are still bitter from your past relationship and you didn't grow from that, as you were talking about, in becoming better, you're now bringing that junk, that stuff, to this new relationship and bleeding on the person, like you said. And I love that illustration that didn't even cut you. And many of us are doing it time and time again because we don't want to do the work on us first.
Most definitely.
I am.
Most definitely.
This is just so rich, Dr. Holmes. And I want to give our listening audience an opportunity for those that have questions. We want to open the lines up for you to share in our programming. And so this is the time in which we invite you to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment. If so, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. And the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. This is a safe space. Don't have the rich wisdom in the house and not get your questions answered. We would love to know, what have you taken away from the conversation so far? Again, hit star 1 to add you to the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we're going to continue our conversation, and I really want to hear more about, what are your thoughts, if we can have a brief dialogue around this, around being more intentional and positioning? What are your thoughts around online dating or other outlets? Any wisdom that you want to share concerning that?
Well, I have an entire chapter in the book called Where Is He?, where I talk about various ways that women can put themselves in a position, situations to be seen. Because again, it's not about chasing, but it's about positioning yourself to be seen and to increase. Because if dating is auditioning, generally there's not an audition of one. Generally, you know, when there's a casting call, they're calling anyone who believes that they are qualified to fulfill this role to come in and shoot their best shot. And so we have to think about dating in that way as well, but we have to increase the potential pool. Like, where are there are no good guys? Where, I don't know where guys are. Well, if you are going to work, going to the grocery store, coming home and cooking, I say in the book, unless he is the Amazon delivery guy or the Postmates, you know, delivery guy, he's not going to come to the door. So how do you begin to engage in activities that you love that also increase the potential for you to meet new people? And so a lot of, as we get older and we're working and we get into a routine, a lot of times we forget about that. And if we do go hang out, go to see a movie. Harriet just opened, and I know there were groups of women who were going. We hang with our sister friends. We have four or five or six good friends that we have, and we go. But you go, you're already engaged in dialogue, which creates a barrier oftentimes for men. Most men are not going to approach a woman in a group of four, five, six, seven, eight women. And so we kind of create a barrier around ourselves when we do go out in outings. And so I think I talk about online dating in the book and ways to keep yourself safe, but I think that online dating can be a great vehicle for some. But again, it is just one vehicle. I don't think that there should be any one strategy used by someone all the time. It is just a vehicle. There is no guarantee that your mate is online. But I do think it's an opportunity for you to meet people that you might not have met in your everyday life. But dating online, telling friends that you are, you know, open to dating, and do they have any friends that they work with, or their husband's cousin or brother or uncle, joining meetup groups. If you like bowling, join a bowling league, join a couple of bowling leagues, go to pickup bowling tournaments. You don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over because you're going to see the same people. So I think engage, and it might help to, you can meet some wonderful friends along the way. So I do think, again, that's purposeful, that's being action-oriented, that's being empowered, that's being intentional about what you're doing.
And I love that I continue to hear the sound of, and I appreciate you saying, it's not you chasing, you're just putting yourself in position. Because, of course, the Word of God says, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing, not she who findeth. But we do have to be in position. Because just today, I received a package from FedEx. He came to my door, but I wasn't home. So if he was the one, I wasn't here. I would have missed it. So you mean to tell me he's not going to knock on my door? We have to actively be out there, living life, living on purpose with intentionality. And I love that. Such great richness. I want to remind our global listening audience that you're welcome to chime in to the discussion, ask a question, press 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, press 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, don't be shy. We have time for you to jump right on into the dialogue. I know that we spoke about the importance of doing the personal work. Any recommendations on how one would start that journey of doing the personal work first?
Honestly, that is why I created the book as a workbook, because the workbook takes you through very thought-provoking and in-depth exercises to help you to begin to reflect on who you are and how you kind of move in relationships. And so the workbook, the Dating with Purpose workbook, is completely created to help you to begin to do that work on yourself. So the bulk of the book, the vast majority of the book, is all about you. It's not about him. It's not about dating him. It's about you. Again, the book is written in kind of everyday, non-threatening language, but the foundation of the book is all rooted in psychological principles and theories and also interventions. And so there's exercises in there to think about the relationships that you saw growing up. What was the relationships that you saw your parents in when you were growing up, whether they were together or whether they were not together? How did you see them interacting in relationships with each other and with other potential intimate partners? And even if you did not see that, if you did not see them in intimate relationships with each other or another partner, that's information. How did you internalize that? How did that then become a blueprint for you as you think about relationships. Did your parents get divorced? And then what did that then internalize to you about marriage and the pain of divorce? So, and how does that then impact how you respond, react, or what you expect from relationships? So there's a dating name game in the book where I ask you a lot of times when women get into relationships, there's a part of themselves that kind of clusters of personality characteristics that manifest in intimate relationships that don't necessarily manifest in the rest other parts of their lives. And so I'm like, let's identify those things. Are you miscontrolling and you have to have things your way? Are you misintellectual where you intellectualize things rather than feel them? Are you my lady feet first? Do you jump right into the relationship? Are you planning your wedding as you're getting ready for the first date? So all of those, you know, kind of archetypes help you to start thinking about who am I in relationship? And so that's what the entire focus of the book is about, beginning to do that work on yourself, going into relationships with your eyes wide open. Another thing that I think is important to mention that you touched on, none of us are perfect. And so the Dating with Purpose workbook is really meant to give you insight into who you are so that that could be something, a topic of conversation as you're dating, and something that you can say that you're working on. Like, these are some of the things that I noticed about myself in relationships. And so, you know, I still have a little trouble in this area, but I'm working on it. So that you're not walking around like a bull.
I apologize. That was my passion. I was just, I love the richness of what you're sharing. And I know I keep saying that because it's truth, that it's so rich, that it's so important for us to really dig in and know who we are and recognize, like you were saying, as we were reflecting, that we're not perfect, but the awareness, I'm aware of these areas, because the reality is, if you're the common denominator, if I'm the common denominator in several failed relationships, I can't point the finger. I have to look at me, and I have to do the work. And speaking of the workbook, please share again, how can they get the workbook? Where can they find it? Full name. And we do have a caller as well, so I'll bring the caller in after you give that information.
Okay. If you're interested in the book, the book is available on Amazon, and these days most of us have an Amazon account. If you go to Amazon, search for Dating with Purpose. The full name of the book is Dating with Purpose, A Single Woman's Guide to Escaping No Man's Land by Dr. Erica, that's with a C, Holmes. You can get it on Amazon, paperback, and also ebook edition. You can also get it at barnesandnobles.com and a couple of other online book retailers, and they will mail it out to you directly. Very easy.
Easy breezy. Get the book. We do have a caller, area code 909, last four digits, 0774. Welcome to the conversation with Coach Adams and Dr. Erica Holmes here on Motivational Monday.
Well, good evening. I've really been enjoying this show, but I tell you, just when you start talking about dating, all of a sudden I got anxiety. And so my question is, does, in your book, okay, you speak about dating with purpose, and I think I've kind of psyched myself out to think that there's, you know, dating and then there's courting. Does your book mention anything? Is there a difference? And if so, does the book mention that?
So in my from my perspective, dating and courting are the same things. It's just that we don't tend to use the word courting anymore because of the word kind of the new age word is dating. And it's interesting because there are a lot of women who have, quote unquote, fear. And I have a paragraph, a section, I'm sorry, in the book called the F word. And that's actually the title of that section. And the F word is fear. And so a lot of us have developed fear around dating. But dating is the same as courtship. So dating is taking the time to get to know someone. And they are, again, they're auditioning. So when I think of courting in traditional, you know, in the traditional sense, this is where the man is attempting to woo you. And if that is something that's really important to you and that kind of warms your heart and it's what you believe the beginnings of a relationship should be, then you would know that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a man who will court me, who will open the door for me, who will, you know, hold my hand as I step off of the curb, who will, you know, take the time to ensure that I get into my house safely. But all of those are dating behaviors that the book will walk you through, like what's important to you. But there's no difference from my perspective in thinking about dating as courtship. They're really one and the same. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
And the F word can be found and starting on page 127.
Yes.
Thank you, caller. We so appreciate your interaction. The lines are still open, and if you have a question, please jump right on in. Looks like we do have another caller. Area code 323-2701. You are live, and our previous caller, if you will hit 1 to remove yourself from the queue. Go right ahead.
Hi. I did go to the meeting at church a couple of Saturdays ago, and I really loved it. The young lady before called, and she talked about fear. My question is, I think you just mentioned it, like a guy opening the door for you. If that is something that you want, if a guy doesn't open the door for you, is that automatically a deal breaker? Or am I just being petty?
I would say neither one, neither one. I think even saying that you're being petty is being hard on yourself. I also don't think that it would be a deal breaker. So if you were there on Sunday, Saturday the 23rd, you heard me talking about sometimes it's exposure. Remember when I talked about my husband having that green suit and had to expose him to some, right? So you know, I'm a firm believer that we don't get with people to change them, right? So it's not about going in to change them, but you are, as you're dating, assessing capacity. And so there's a section in the book called potential versus capacity. So a lot of times we date for potential when we all are born with potential. Potential is just what you have by being alive. But capacity means you have the demonstrated skill to carry out whatever that thing is. And so when you're dating, you need to be looking for capacity. So if you know that opening the door for you and those small things are important, if you're dating and you say, you know, it really makes me feel special when someone opens the door for me, his response gives you information by which you can make a decision. So it's not whether he opens the door for you that's a deal breaker. But if he is not interested into being exposed into developing behaviors that are not harmful, that will make you feel good, or things that you like, if he's not open to that, that's a deal breaker.
Okay. Okay,
you see
sense.
The difference? Right. So you just want, you know, and as women, especially if we're strong women, we have to be careful in our approach. We can't say, you know, you should open the door for me. You know, you just have to, at some point that, you know, I really like it when someone opens the door, and then see his response, because what you want is his response. If you're looking at a long-term relationship, it is, when I ask for something, are you able to meet that need? And if you're not, are you able to communicate with me about why not? That's what makes or breaks a relationship.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
It does make sense. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you, caller. We so appreciate you. And
Wow, it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Caller, if you can hit 1 to remove yourself to the queue. We do have a few more moments, and I just wanted to ask Dr. Holmes, you know, as we prepare to wind down and close out today's conversation, and this was just really rich and beneficial, and I trust that those that are listening, if you are single, that you grab the workbook. You've heard little snippets that should support you on your journey to approach dating from a different point of view. I say, let's get out of no man's land with Dr. Erica Holmes' support. So what would you say as we close out, final thoughts, your greatest lesson learned to date concerning dating and wisdom that you would like to leave us with?
I would say in this last few seconds, I could boil it down to you can't live your best life if you're not your best you. I think that sums it up.
That is rich. That says it. I thank you so much for being here with us today. I feel like we have to do a part 2 at some stage because we only can get so much in, but this was so rich, and I thank you so much. I thank you for those of you that have tuned in to Motivational Mondays. We are here every Monday to support you in being empowered on your journey. And we always invite you to, through social media, to join our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum to continue the dialogue. Maybe you have a question that you weren't able to get asked, a comment, a show recommendation, thoughts for a guest, what have you. That's the place to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We're looking forward to having you share with us in our next installment, which will be our Shape Up installment, where you will always receive valuable tools for vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment so that you can, in fact, be more equipped to live your best life in every area of your life. We thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.